Masechet Me'ilah Perek Heh Mishnah Heh. When it comes to Me'ilah, a person has to have at least a peruta's worth of benefit in order to violate the law. Here we'll talk about Me'ilah, which is a peruta's worth of benefit, but it's divided up by certain people or by different actions. Mishnah says, Achilato ve'achilat havero, if a person's eating and his friend's eating, he ate half a peruta's worth of hekdesh, and he fed somebody else half a peruta's worth of hekdesh, or hanayato v'hanayat havero, his benefit and his friend's benefit. Let's say that they had oil, and he smeared half a peruta's worth of oil on himself, and he smeared half a peruta's worth of oil on his friend. Achilato v'hanayat havero, or a combination of the two, his own eating and his friend's benefit. Hanayato v'achilat havero, or his own benefit and his friend's eating, mistarefin ze'im zeh, they combine with each other to create a full peruta's worth of benefit. So even though he only benefited half a peruta, and his friend benefited half a peruta's worth of benefit, and even if the benefits were in different ways, one was from eating, one was from smearing on oil, they're mistarefin ze'im zeh, they combine with each other to create a full peruta's worth, as long as he was the one who caused both actions. For example, he ate himself, so he benefited from hekdesh, half a peruta, and he was the one who fed his friend the second half of the peruta. That's when they combine into each other. Both acts of eating and benefit are coming about because of one person's actions. V'afilu lizman merubeh, and these separate actions could combine into each other even if they happen over an extended period of time. Let's say on day one, he ate half a peruta's worth of hekdesh food, and on the next day, he fed it to his friend a half peruta's worth of hekdesh food. Those two acts would combine, and he would be liable for me'ilah. But this is true only if it happened within one lapse of judgment, one lapse of awareness. But if he realized in between that he did something that wasn't okay, that if he did something that was forbidden, they get separated into two actions, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue in that case of mi'ilah, because you have to have a full benefit of a piruta that happens within one lapse of awareness. If he realized he wasn't aware, then he realized he did a problem, and then he did it again, half a piruta's worth on both sides, there he did not commit the sin of mi'ilah because it happened in two different lapses of awareness.